This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Tuesday, the 16th of June, 2026. Let's get to the top stories. Today, across Israel, it's a warm summer evening. Temperatures are mild, making it a comfortable night to be outside in cities like Tel Aviv and Jerusalem. Here are today's headlines. First, from Walla, just in. After the ceasefire declarations, exchanges of fire and IDF strikes have resumed in southern Lebanon. Also, Ynet reports earlier this hour that northern Israelis feel the Iran deal prioritizes U.S. interests over their security. Also this hour, the Jerusalem Post says IDF and Mossad officials oppose the Iran nuclear deal, advocating instead for continued sanctions against Tehran. Separately, I-24 News shares that a senior U.S. official stated Israel's withdrawal from Lebanon isn't a condition of the Iran deal. And finally, Axios reports from earlier this week that Iran fired missiles at Israel for the first time since the ceasefire, potentially risking a resurgence of conflict. Here's what people are saying online. Gab Droz, an engaged observer, noted just minutes ago the escalating tensions in the region. Al Arabiya English shared 21 minutes ago that Netanyahu insists Israeli forces will remain in southern Lebanon, parts of Syria, and the Gaza Strip despite U.S.-Iran negotiations. Tamar Schwartzbard, a concerned citizen, expressed dismay 25 minutes ago with a simple no, reflecting widespread anxiety over the developments. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the ongoing conflict, Walla reports renewed hostilities in southern Lebanon despite ceasefire declarations. Beirut initially welcomed a ceasefire agreement, claiming Hezbollah would stand down. This development marks a setback in efforts to stabilize the border, raising concerns for civilians caught in the crossfire. Turning to the Iran deal, Ynet highlights northern Israelis' fears that their security is being compromised for U.S. interests. Netanyahu vows to uphold Israel's defenses, suggesting a potential rift with the U.S. Residents near the Lebanese border worry about increased vulnerability, potentially impacting regional relations. Meanwhile, the Jerusalem Post reveals that IDF and Mossad officials are critical of the Iran nuclear deal. They argue it doesn't address missile and proxy threats. This stance underscores tensions within Israel's security apparatus as they navigate the evolving geopolitical landscape. Separately, I-24 News shares insights from a senior U.S. official. They clarify that Israel's troop presence in Lebanon isn't linked to the Iran deal. This statement seeks to reassure Israeli concerns, though it may not appease all stakeholders involved. And finally, Axios reports that Iran's missile launch against Israel threatens to unravel negotiations. With war looming, Israel may respond forcefully, complicating peace efforts. The situation remains volatile, with implications for regional stability and international diplomacy. On the economic front. First, CTEC reports on Jonathan Edelsheim, CEO of Natural Intelligence, who spoke at Calculist and Google's AI Week. He highlighted how AI is transforming consumer expectations and decision-making processes, pointing towards a deeper integration of technology in everyday life. Separately, Ynet Business covers Kaltura's launch of an AI-powered digital avatar during Pride Month. The avatar, named Equality, promotes workplace inclusion by addressing unconscious biases through interactive scenarios. And finally, Globes reports Chaim Katzman is seeking to sell control of G-City after 35 years. This move marks a significant shift in the real estate sector, potentially impacting market dynamics and investor confidence. That's your Israel 18 News update for morning. We'll be back with more at 3 a.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.